Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara immediately after the Mishnah brings down a shayla. Boi minei Rabba Bar Nosan Merav Huna, hamazik es ishtoi betash meshamita mahu, and the Gemara comes to a maskana that he's chayav. The Machne Ephraim and Simin Hey of Hilchas Nizkei Mamin is Ma'irer, that from this Gemara we have a kasha on a Yisoid that goes back to one of the first things we talked about at the beginning of the Parak, and we've talked about it many times since then. What we've called the most Yisoidistic of Machalikis Rishenim in Parak HaManiach is the Machalikis Taisvis and the Ramban back on Daf Chav Zayin about an Oynis Gomer and Adam Hamazik. We learned in a Mishnah at the end of the second Parak that Adam Muad La'ilam. There's no Ptur Oynis in Adam Hamazik, but Tosfos and Daf Chav Zayin and Beis with Mechadish that that only means a mild case of Oynis. What Tosfos calls an Oynis Ke'en Aveda is Chayev. But if it's an Oynis Gomer, which Tosfos categorized as an Oynis Ke'en Geneva, if it's an Oynis Gomer, then even an Adam Hamazik will be Potter. That's Shitas Tosfos. The Ramban in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Beis, argues with Tosfos and says, no, Adam Muad Le'ilam. Adam is always chayav. There's never a patur oynis. Even an oynis gomer is chayav by Adam Hamazik. Tosfos had brought a raya though from the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis, Shemer Shemavir Chavis Mimakom Lamakayim, as well as from a Gemara later in Bava Kama, Tabach Uman Shekilkel, where these cases are patur. And Tosfos says you see from there that an oynis gomer is patur by Adam Hamazik. And the Machne Ephraim explained that the way the Ramban would respond to that, the Ramban has a lashon talking about the Tabach Uman. The Ramban says, "Im b'Tabach Uman mishum mazik," but he doesn't really explain why. And the Machne Ephraim explained it based on a vert in Rabbeinu Peretz at the end of the second parak, where Rabbeinu Peretz says, "Kol shemutav al shkol." I'm sorry, "Kol shemutal alav lehis asik ein b'din mazik." That whenever you were supposed to be doing this job, you can't be called a mazik. What's called a mazik? If I'm going about my business and I by accident break your window. I had no business doing anything with your window, but I was moving my boxes around and by accident I smashed into your window. But let's say I was supposed to be washing your window. That's what I was hired for. I was supposed to be metapel with your window. So then I'm not a mazik. So that's the tabach uman. That's the shomer. That's ma'ar chavos makom lamakom. If he was being misasik bershus, then he doesn't have a shem mazik. Freck the Machne Ephraim is a very nice yisoid, but l'chayr is contradicted from our Gemara. Hamazik is ishtei betash meshamita. Ein lecha mesazik b'rshus gadol mizeh. Avada, he's supposed to be meshamish b'taseh with her. There's nothing wrong with doing this ma'isa, but he did. He didn't do it carefully, and he ended up being mazik with that. So that's just like the shemesh shemar v'chavetz b'makam l'makam. And yet our Gemara says that he's chayev. So the Machne Ephraim says he's mechadesh. That pshat in our Gemara is that not that he's chayev mishum mazik, but he's chayev in our Gemara mishum shomer. And he says that even though in the Gemara Bava Metzia you couldn't be chayev mishum shomer, that's because, and Mimela, the whole machlokes rishonim was whether or not you can call him a mazik, but that's because over there he was a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam is only chayev for pshias. And he wasn't Peshaya because Niska lav Peshaya. So mainly the parish of Shemrim wasn't an available Siba Sachiev. That's why the Rishonim had to dan Mishum Hilchas Mazik. But in our Sugya, Zok the Machne Ephraim, over here, we wouldn't call him a Shemr Chinam. We'd call him a Shemr Sachar. Why? Because he's Nene from the Maisa. Since he's getting something out of it, so he's a Shemr Sachar. Al Shemr Sachar, Shemr Sachar is Chayev for whatever he does. Except for our grace to Aines. But he's not only chayev for pshias, he's chayev for Geneva, Aveda. So mainly in this sugya, the chiv of the Baal, that's mazik, the ishtar b'tash ramita, is mishum shemim. Enechnami als mazik. You can't be mechayev him because he's being misasik rishus. There's no parish of mazik over here, but he's chayev mishum shemim. Now what does that mean? The Machne Ephraim is introducing a brand new idea that a Baal is considered a shemer on his wife. Not on the nechasim of his wife, but on the guf of his wife, he's considered a shamer. Where does this come from? Where does this kabbalah sachrayis, where does a husband undertake to watch and guard his wife? L'chayri, he means that it's from the chiyuvim that a baal undertakes in the ksuva. Ana eflach va'oikir ve'ezin va'afarnis yaseichi leichi ke'urcha de garben yehudayin. A husband commits to take care of his wife. If a husband commits to take care of his wife, that means it's just like a shomer that commits to take care of a pikadon. And that means he's going to guard over it, watch over it, make sure that nothing bad happens to it. So a baal has the same achrayas to his wife. I know eflach va'oikir means I'm going to guard over you and make sure nothing bad happens to you. So if she gets injured, then he has a chiyuv al shomer. It's not because he injured her dafka. It's because under his watch, she got injured. That's the mechayev here in our sugya. But it's a very mechudishtik idea, and there are a number of kashas that could be raised against it. First of all, the Gemara, after it asks this shayla of mazik asishtei, the Gemara tries to be poishate the shayla from our Mishnah, with the Baal Chavis and the Baal Kaira. Avada, there's no parsha of shemim over there. The Baal Kaira has no Kabbalah Sacharias towards the Chavis. The only chiyuv that's negaya to the Mishnah is Mishnah Mazik. So the mashmos of the Gemara, unless you say a big shtickle terebe, have the shot in the shayla is changing between the havamin and the maskan, and all of that will be chasr mena sefer. The rehitus hashmaitza very much as mashmos that we're dealing with the parsha of nezikin over here, of adam hamazik, not the parsha of shemim. Also, l'chayra, you could be ma'ira that if the machne Ephraim is right, it would come out that l'fi the maskan of our Gemara, that taka person is chayiv if he's mazik as ishtay b'tash v'shamita. Who had din a person should be chayiv if his wife gets any sort of an injury, not from the husband. If a married woman gets injured, the husband should have to pay her for it because he's a shomer. He was supposed to be protecting her from that. And if he was pesheyin his shmira, or at least we would have to be done. He's a shomer sacher. He wouldn't be chayef for einsim, but he'd be chayef for anything daimet to geneva veveda. But it would introduce a whole new parasha of chiyuvim that's not mentioned anywhere. In addition to that, the stipler asks Akasha, the stipler in Simuchav Dalit, he talks about this Machne Ephraim, and he asks Akasha on the Machne Ephraim, he says, how could a husband have a chiv to his wife, Mishum Shomer? The wife is together with him. It's Balav Imai. The Torah says in the Parsha of Shomerim, in Balav Imai, lo yishalim. Over here, in the case of Argamar, they're being Mishamish Bitasim together. So the same way he's being Mishamish Bitasa Ima, she's being Mishamish Bitasa Imai. Avad, it's a Gvaldiga Balav Imai. This is also l'chayra, the answer to what I said before. Why isn't the husband always chayiv benizke ishta, even if he doesn't do it al shomer? So the disciple is saying that even if it's true that a husband has a kabbalah zacharias to watch over his wife, but that wouldn't be mechayiv him anything because it's always balav imay. But mele, that can't be the pshat in our Gemara either. When he's mazik as ishta v'tash shamita, he can't be chayiv al balav imay. So therefore, the disciple says that he doesn't think this is a good pshat. According to the Ramban, and Rabbeinu Peretz as well, who said that when a person is being misasik b'rshus, there is no chi of mazik. There's no parsha of mazik when you're being misasik b'rshus. How could there be a parsha of mazik by hamazik hashishtei b'tash b'shamita? Look, the stipler, because it's only called being misasik b'rshus, calls man that you're being misasik gently. You're being misasik appropriately. Like the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where it says that the person, the shomer that was being marvachavus makom lamakom, he was niskal, and that's how it broke. And the Gemara says it's going like the man damer niskal lav pesheya, so he wasn't pesheya, he was still treating the chavis appropriately. That's called being misasik pesheus. But over here, where he wasn't treating his wife appropriately, like the Gemara, it wasn't a regular tasha shamita, like the Gemara says, when the Gemara speaks at the shayla, do we say kivin debrishus ka'avid pater idilma iboy leiliyuni means that he's pesheh. He wasn't as careful as he should be. It's not like a niskalav pesheh over here. He did something which we could consider a pshia. Once you're being oisik with a pshia, then you could be called a mazik. We said before that if you were hired to wash the window, then you're not chayef for breaking the window, only if you could show that you were following normal procedures and washing the window, then you're not chayef if it accidentally breaks. Or the tabachum and shekilkel, he was supposed to shech the animal, and nobody's perfect, and occasionally he'll be makalkel, and he'll do the shechita wrong, and he'll make the animal into an avela, but as long as he was taking proper precautions, and it was a regular human error, then we have this, you say that since he's being misasik v'shus, he's not considered a mazik. But if he was being wild with the window, and that's why it broke, or he was being careless with the shechita, and that's why he ended up being makalkelet, so then that's not called being misasik rishus, and that's why he's going to be chayev. In our sugya, it was iboy leiliyuni. That means he was being wild with the tashma shamita, and that's why he's chayev. The stipler says that l'chayev, this is a good teretz, but the emes is that there's a better teretz
And there's a raya that we have to come on to the Beder Teretz. Because although for the Ramban himself, you could get away with this Teretz, but there's another Rishon that holds like this Ramban, and this Teretz isn't going to work for him, and that's the raya of it. And so before we go into that, I want to go a shtickle off topic to bring in a fascinating and very worthwhile to know a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, which is going to appear to be a little bit off topic, but then we're going to see that this type of shows that it's negeh to our sugya, and it's going to force us to get a better teretz here in our sugya. There's a Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph of Hilchas Ishas Halacha Test. The Rambam writes, "Ha Isha Sheshibura Kelim Be'ez She'asas Malachiseha B'Seich Beisa." If an Isha, a housewife, she takes care of things in the house, she does the dishes, she washes the laundry, and Teich Kedei doing her malacha, she sometimes breaks things. Sometimes a dish breaks, sometimes a shirt gets torn while she's washing the laundry. Zak the Rambam Petura. She doesn't have to pay for that, even though officially those dishes belong to the Baal, the laundry belongs to the Baal, everything in the house belongs to the Baal. So if we were going to follow normal rules, we would say that if she breaks his things, so she should have to pay him for it. She's a mazik. Zok the Rambam, nevertheless, she's part of Mepnei HaTakana. There's a special Takana, the Nesek Kelim say that it comes from the Yushalmi, and the Rambam says that this Takana, Mishum Tikkun Olam L'Chazal Masakin, in order to make greater Shalom Bayis, that there should be a more relaxed environment in a household, that a husband cannot sue his wife, cannot be Tevea her in Basin for breaking things in the normal course of taking care of a household. The Ravid is Masik on the Rambam, although the Ravid agrees to the Etzem Halacha, that a husband cannot be Tevea his wife for breaking things. But the Ravid says, why do you have to come on to Mepnei Tikkun HaOlam? Lo min Hashem hu zeh. You don't have to come on to that reason. Ela Mepnei Shehi Pshia B'Bailim. The reason why she's Patri is because it's Baal of Imai. Shehu Sachar La B'Chol Shah. The husband is working for the wife also. The wife is taking care of the housework. The husband is also being Mishamish, his wife. He's raising, he's bringing income into the house, and he's helping her, his wife, with things in the house. So it's Baal of Imai in both directions, just like the disciple said before, that the wife is Baal of Imai towards the husband, and the husband therefore can't be a shamer. Zuck the Ravid, the same thing is true about the wife. The wife is Baal of Imai, the husband is Baal of Imai towards the wife, and therefore the wife can't have the chivim of a shamer. And that's why she's potter. The Mishnah Malach is Matama on the Ravid. You're saying that a wife is potter because Baal of Imai is a petur in Hilchas Shamerim. But we're discussing a tefiyah in Hilchas Mazik. If she's washing the dishes and she breaks a plate, or she's washing the laundry and she tears a shirt, that's Adam HaMazik. Baal of Imai doesn't patter you. Shel Zechfar, if I borrow your cow, so I'm a shamer, and the cow dies, so that would be, if you were working, if I borrowed your cow, but then you came and you were working with me in my field, we were working together with this cow, so that's called Baal of Imai, and I wouldn't be chayv if the cow dies. But let's say, after I borrowed your cow, and you come with me, and you're working with me, and then I take the cow and I kill him, but you're dying. Avada, there's no patur of Baal of Imai. Baal of Imai just says that I shouldn't be chayev als my chiyuvim als hilchas shemrim. But if I'm a mazik, even though it's Baal of Imai, I'm still going to be chayev if I'm mazik the pekadim, but you're dying. So the Mishnah Malach is Matama, how could the Ravid say that the wife is patur in these cases because of Baal of Imai? And the Stipler says the answer clearly is because the Ravid held the same way as this Ramban. The Ramban's Yisoid, that any time that you're being misasik brushus, you can't be called a mazik. So that describes this isha sheshibra kelim be'isha asas amalachitzah b'seich be'isa, avada she's being misasik brushus. What was she doing already? She was washing the laundry. She was cleaning the dishes. That's what she was supposed to be doing. It's just like tabachum and shekilkel. He was supposed to be shechting the animal for his client, and he wasn't. He didn't do such a good job. So he was makalkalit. So to this isha, she was supposed to be washing the dishes, and she broke one. So there's a patur of being misasik b'rishus, this yisoid of the Machne Ephraim. The Ravid apparently also holds of that yisoid. That's why a housewife, you can't be teveyahar als hilchas mazik. You could only be teveyahar als hilchas shemim. Oh, als hilchas shemim, the Ravid says, very good. Als hilchas shemim, she's part als Baal of Imai. So what we saw so far is that the Ravid l'chera holds of the same yisoid as the Ramban and Rabbeinu Peretz, that anytime that you're being misasik b'rishus, there is no chiyuv mitzad the parsha of mazik. Now, let's bring it back to our sugya, Zuck the Stipler, but that's going to mean that it slugs up the limitation that he had wanted to say on that yisoid. The Stipler had wanted to say that although many Rishonim hold that there's no shame mazik when you're being misasik or shus, but if you're being presheya in your hisaskus, then there is a shame mazik. But the Ravid is mefurish that he patches this Isha even in a case where she was Pesheya. Let's reread the Lashon of the Ravid. The Ravid said, Loimen Hashem, who's that Elam of Phanesha, he Pshia Bebailem. When he says the Ptur of Balavima, he says that it's a Pshia. When she breaks the dishes, it doesn't mean only when it was Ba'ines. Even if she breaks it because she wasn't careful enough and it was Taki Ibaile Iuni, she could have been more careful, she should have been more careful. Nevertheless, she's Pater. So that means that, and we're being Mazbe, that the reason why there's no Tviya mitzad the parish of Mazik is because she was Mesasik Rishus. So you see now that the Ptur of being Mesasik Rishus Pater even when you're Pesheya. Why don't we pater the Baal that's Mazik as Ishtay Betash Mishamita? Good, he was Pesheya, but Lamaisi is being Mesasik Rishus. So why don't we, how could the Gemara be Mechayev him mitzad the parasha of Mazik? So the Saipu says that the teretz that we have to add to Bimiyashiv, even Lafi the Ravid, and so he ends up saying that Mestama, this is the best teretz, is that it's only called being Mesasik Rishus when you're doing it Letoivas to other person. The Shemer, the Tabach Uman, he's just working for the Bailam. When you're working for the Bailam, that's called you being Mesasik Rishus. But a Baal that's being Meshamesh B'tasa, he's not doing it for his wife. He's doing it with his wife, but he's doing it for himself also. They're both equally being Nana. He's doing it L'Tevas Atzmai. If you're doing it L'Tevas Atzmai, then you don't have that din of Mesasik Rishus not being called a Mazik. Therefore, he's in the Parsha of Mazik, and that's why the Gemara ends up saying that he's Chayat. So to recap, we have a Yesoi from the Machne Ephraim earlier in the parak that Mesasik Rishus is not considered a Mazik. The Machne Ephraim himself asked a kash from our sugya, and we had three terutzim. He wanted to answer that the chiv in our sugya is mishum shemer, which the later achrenim shlugged that up. The stipler had first answered that the din of Mesasik Rishus doesn't apply when the person is being pesheya in that hesaskus, but then he found a ravid in Hilchas Ishus that seems to extend the concept of being Mesasik Rishus even to a case when you're being pesheya. So finally he gives the teretz that the Petur of being Mesasik Rishus doesn't pater when you're being Isaac L'Tevas Atzmai. Now the stipler adds one more nekuda that I think is also very kedai, very geschmack to say over, that the Rambam that we just learned about, where the Rambam talks, comes on to the Tikkun Olam to pater the Isha that's breaking Kalim B'Seich Malachi Seha B'Seich Abayis, is L'Shitasai from the Machlaikis Rishenim that we talked about back on Daf Chav Zayin. The Machlokes Tesis and the Ramban about whether there's a Petur Oinis Gomer by Adam Amazek. The Rambam, we never mentioned yet what's the Rambam Shita in that Machlokes, but the Rambam in Parak Vav of Hilchas Chayvul Amazek Halacha Dala talks about a person that was Haya Oile Besulam and the ladder breaks and he falls down and he harms another person, and the Rambam says that he's Pater because it's not his fault. He's an Adam Amazek. Apparently the Rambam holds like Tesis that an Adam Amazek is Pater by an Oinis Gomer. Zuck the Stiper, now let's connect the dots. If he holds like Taisvitz that an Adam Amazik is Pater Ba'inis Gomer, so the Tabachum and Shekilkel and the Mavrachav Zimakam Makam, why are they Pater? They're Pater because they're an Ainis Gomer, which means there's no need to be Mechadesh that there's a Patur called being Mesasik Rishus. So the Rambam then presumably doesn't hold of that Patur. That's why he couldn't say like the Ravid, that the Ish that's Eisam Lachta Masech Abayis is Pater, the Ravid says because of Bal Avimai. But we said, what does it help Bal Avimai? That only takes off the Chiv of Shemer. What about the Chiv of Mazik? So the Ravid, we said, holds that there's no Chiv of Mazik because she's being Mesasik Rishus. But Lefi the Rambam, since the Rambam holds like Teza and Nafchav Zayin, he wouldn't hold of a Patur of Mesasik Rishus. So Lefi the Rambam, she should be Chayav al Tachas Mazik. That's why the Rambam Neshitosai had to come on to the Patur of the Tikkun HaOlam that Chazal said, L'shem the Shalom Bayis, that there shouldn't be a Tviya from a husband on a wife. The Pesukim can bring out an additional inyan from this Gemara, the Gemara about Mazik Ishtei B'Tash Mishamita. Take a look in the Hagoyz Ashri in the back of the Gemara. He brings down B'Shem the Ur Zeruha, that based on this Gemara we see that a person is never allowed to hit his wife. And not only that, but if somebody is over on that, and he is Ragil L'Hakaisa or L'Vazaisa Barabim, if a person hits his wife or makes her feel bad in public, Zakt the Arzarua, that's grounds for divorce. Not only is he Chayiv L'Garsha V'Litin K'suba, but we would even go to the non-Jewish courts to have them be Ma'asa, since it's Kepaskan Al Pidine Yisrael, that he's Chayiv L'Garsha, so we could have the courts get involved to have them force him to be Megarash and pay a K'suba. the Marshal in Yamshel Shloime brings down a Tshuvas Maharam. And I want to read some of the Lashon in the Tshuvas Maharam. The Maharam begins by quoting the Gemara that we learn from the Lashon Be'ulas Baal Ba'aliyaseh Shal Baal V'lai Biri Dasai. That it's the wife's privilege to be elevated with the husband, but never to be brought down through her relationship to the husband. L'chayim nitna v'lai l'tzar. Kol shekein shalei l'hakaisa. And of course, a person's not allowed to hit his wife to cover a lav la Yosef pen Yosef. First of all, there's a lav in the Torah, you're not allowed to hit a fellow yid, and she's no worse than anybody else. Then zok the maram ve'adaraba, kal v'chaymer. Not just that she's not worse than anybody else. Uma acher she'ini mitzuva lov l'chabda. Mitzuva hu al haka'asa, ishtay shehu mitzuva aleha l'chabda, ein din shiyehe mitzuva shalei l'hakaisa. The Maram says that the isser to hit your wife is much greater than the isser to hit somebody else. Since he's mechuyev to be mechabit his wife, yaisir migufay, so kol shekin that it's going to be usher for him to hit her. And then he brings our Gemara. If the Gemara even says a mazik tishler b'tash shamita, we say that you're chayev kol shekin de'in la hakoisa. And then a few lines later, he says, va'oid mi sefer ksuba nilmayid, that it says ana eflach va'oikir, that means that he's makabel upon himself to be mechavid har. And he writes, and this lashon is very, very important, ve'ein ze derech b'nei amenu lahakis nesheseihem k'minach agoyim. Chalila l'chol ben bris me'asiz kadavar hazeh. Zok the maram, this is a divider between yidden and goyim. This phenomenon of hitting a wife could be found by goyim, but it should never, chas v'shalom, be found by yidden. Avada, in practice nowadays, that isn't necessarily true. It is found by Yidden, but the Maram, the Erzerur, Rabbeinu Simcha, the Goyis Ashri, the Marshal, are very emphatic and unequivocal that there is no Shemitz of a Heter, and Adrab, it's even more Chomer, and that therefore, Chas v'Shalom, it shouldn't and it cannot be found by Yidden. The Maram adds a little bit more, the Marshal, he brings down the Maram, and he also adds a little bit more. He says, that which some people think, well, that's how marriage works, and since that's how marriage works, so I'll die to the hachinasva. There's a mechila, she got married at Das Kain, and therefore that should make it mutter. So the marshal, Niyam Shlomi says, even if she would taka get married al Das Kain, because she thinks that's what marriage is, havi kemasna mashakos of b'teira. Since there's a lav of lo Yosef, and like the Maram says, farker, it's not stamalav, but it's even more chomer. So even if she would be masna that she's getting married with the expectation that he's going to beat her up when he's not happy with her, but that's the masna mashakas of Teira, and it doesn't work to take off the koyach of the tnai. And he adds that the raya to that is from mazak esishal b'tash shamita, because even though over there avad she's a medes lakach, and so avad she did get married al das that he's allowed to feel free to be mishamish b'tash with her, but afilu hachi. But he has to exercise self-control, that whatever a person is allowed to do with his wife can't come to the point of hurting her. Therefore, it's a kal v'chomer that there is no heter under any circumstances to cause tsar physically, or like we saw in that Goyis Ashri, or emotionally to a person's wife. I would just be moisif based on the svara that we saw before in the Machne Ephraim, where the Machne Ephraim said that based on the lashon of the ksuba, the ana eflach va'oiker, that a baal is considered a shemir on his wife, and we only shlugged up that should be a machayev. The type of taina that it's balavima, so that wouldn't be a machayev and tashlumin. But the idea that a baal is a shemir on his wife has the chi of shmira, that the Machne Ephraim said, and that's a very fine svar, and I'm not aware that there's any kasha on that. Which means that, not unlike the Maram said, that the Isser of Lahakaisa is even more chomer than anybody else, because it's always Asr, and over here you're Mokhiv to be Mechabda, so Koshkin that it's Asr. But not only that, Achutz from the Isser Lahakaisa, it's the husband's Achayas to see to it that she comes to no harm, because he's a Shamer. If somebody else was Chas v'Shalom starting up with his wife, and she was in danger through somebody else, it would be the husband's Achayas to defend her, because he's the Shamer. Lekadim b'maklei suvarayim, because he's a shemer sachar. Alachas kama v'chama, that's another raya or a stronger makar to this idea that under no circumstances could there be any heter to chas v'shalom for a person to hit his wife. And the next thing I want to talk about is the Gemara at the end of that Shakla V'Tarya, where the Gemara says, the Gemara is poishit the shayla that lemaisa amakas ishtoi amazakas ishtoi rather betash shamita is going to be chayav, even though in the Mishnah we said that the balakaira is pater because he's bab shus, but the Gemara says it's not doime because hacha iyu ka'avin maisa. Over here, he's active, he's doing a maisa. The Gemara says, which is mashma that both of them are doing a maisa. And the Gemara responds, no, hana l'tervayu islahu. Taka, hana, they both have. She's also doing, getting hana, that's why it's called nefashos ha'oseis. But iu maisa hu dika'afet. But he's the only one that's doing a maisa. So the Gemara is saying that in Hilchas Nezikin, he's the only one that's doing a maisa. Memele, he's chai for being mazikar. But nevertheless, the Gemara seems to say that at the same time in Hilchas Arayas, it's called nefashos ha'oseis. They're both doing a maisa. What's the pshat in that? They're both doing a maisa, but lemaisa they're not doing a maisa. She's lemaisa passive, like the Gemara Sanhedrin calls her karka olam. So why tak is she chayev? Tosfos is ma'ir this. Tosfos says that even though ordinarily there's no chiyev chatas or chiyev malchus for a lav she'im by maisa, but over here she's chayev drachmona achshevei lahano maisa. Tosfos says that what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that it's still called nefashos ha'oseis because she's getting hana is that the rachmona was achshevei lahana to be like a maisa. There's a shtickle in the Asvin de'iraisa, the Sefer Asvin de'iraisa from Rav Yosef Engel, in Klal Chof Dalid. He elaborates on what the Gemara means by this. What do we see from this Gemara? If the Gemara is saying that she's chayv because of her hana, even though Lamaisa the Torah says that there's a lav of having bia, the Torah seems to define a maisa iser. She's not doing the maisa, and nevertheless she's still usser. What does that mean? What do we see from there? Dr. Rabbi Yosef Engel, let's take a look at a different Gemara. There's a fascinating Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The Gemara is talking about the Isur Basar B'Cholav. Basar B'Cholav, we know, is Asur B'Achila, and it's also Asur B'Hana. There's a Machlekes Tanayim from where do we learn out the Isur Hana. And the Gemara over there says, again, in Chulin Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, you know where the Isur Hana is learned from by Basar B'Cholav? The Gemara says it's learned from a Gezeirah Shava. Nemar kan, meaning by Basar B'Cholav, ki am kadosh ato l'Hashem alakecha, v'nemar lahalon, where's lahalon? By Isuri Bia, lo yeh kadosh b'vnei Yisrael. So there's a Gezeirah Shava from the Lashon of kadosh to the Lashon of kadosh, man lahalon b'bia, I'm sorry, man lahalon b'hana. Nachamal, the Gemara makes a Gezeirah Shava, here it says kadosh, there it says kadosh, man lahalon b'hana, Afkan Bahana. Just like Lahalon by Bia, it's Hana, so too by Basar B'Cholav, it's Hana. And there's a similar Gemara, the Gemara, this is a Talmud Bavli in Chulin, the Gabi Basar B'Cholav, and we find a similar Shakla Vitaria in the Yushalmi. Rabbi Svengel brings down that the Yushalmi in Klayim says, from where do we learn out that Kilei HaKerem are Asur Bahana? And the Gemara makes a very similar drush. It says over there by Klayim, Pentikdash. And it says, by Bia, lo ye Kadesh, this Gzeir Shava from Kadesh to the Lashon of Tikdash, mal lahalon bahana, afkan bahana. So we have various places where macholis asurais become asur bahana because there's Gzeir Shava connecting them to Bia. So, in fact, the Asman Dereisa, what's the pshat? Over there, there's an Isur Bia. So, if you want to make a Gzeir Shava, what's it going to say? That over there also, by the macholis asurais, there's an Isur Bia. Isur Bia is not shaykh over there. Nervous, you're making a comparison that just like over there, Bia is something that has Hana too. There's Hana involved in Bia. Okay, what does that tell me about Basar B'Cholav? Good, let it be that it's just an Isur Achila, and the Achila has Hana. There's Hana involved in eating also. So that we know already that there's an Isur Achila, and there's Hana involved in the Achila. By Arayas, there's an Isur Bia, and there's a Hana involved in the Bia. How does the Gezeirah Shava tell me any more than that? We're using the Gezeirah Shava to tell me that Basar B'Cholav is not just an Isur Achila. There's a second Isur. There's also an Isur Hana. Where do you see anything like a second Isur that is also an Isur Hana because of the Gezeirah Shava to Bia? It must be, what do I see from that, Gemara? That by Arayas, it's not the Maisa Bia, which is the Avera, and granted, it happens to have Hana. The Avera is the Hana. The reason why the Torah says that you're not allowed to have bia with an erva is because the Torah doesn't want you to have the hanas bia with the erva. And just the only way that you get the hanas is through the maisa bia. So the avera is to do the maisa bia. But the sibas avera, or like he puts it, what the ratzon ha-Torah to was to be marchik, was not the maisa bia be'etzem, but the hanah of the bia. The yisoid of the Isra Arayis then is the hanah. That's what we see from that Gemara. So then the Gemara is making Gezer Shava that we learn from there in Isra Hanah. Good, but the B'chalav is already Aser Ba'achila, but if there's a Gezer Shava to Arayis. And by Arayis, the Isra is the hanah. So from there I learn that there's a second Isra by Basa B'chalav, or a second Isra by Kilei Akerem, that is also Aser Ba'achila. There's an Isra Hanah, just like Arayis is an Isra Hanah. The yisoid of the Gemara is that even the man's Isser by Arayis, the estate of the Isser is the Isser Hanah. Grade, his Hanah comes through a Maisa. That's the Pshat in our Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is that she gets Hanah just like he gets Hanah, and that's what makes it Aser. Even for him, the Isser is not because he's doing a Maisa, the Isser is because he's getting Hanah. And she's also getting Hanah. Mamela, she has the same Isser that he has. So he says, it's the Pshat in our Gemara. You see it in this Gemara. You also see it in those other two Gemaras about Machalas Asur is having an Isser Hanah. Learn from Arayis. What you see is that the Isser of the Isser Arayis is not the Maisa Bia, but the Hanah of the Bia. Then he says, there's a third Gemara, where L'chaira, this Isser is brought out. The Gemara in Shavuos, Dafyut Zayin, says that if a person becomes aware that the Isha is a Nida after he's Baal L'Seicha, he's not allowed to be Pairish because the Prisha is Hanah Loi Kibiyasai. Effectively, it's Vengel. So what? That the Prisha is Hanah Loi Kibiyasai. But is it a Maisa Bia? Maisa Bia L'Chair means being Baal L'Seicha. Being Pairish is just the opposite. Where's the Maisa Avera? Who Asher Dibarnu? He says that's the third Gemara that shows us the same Yisayid. The Yisayid of the Isser is not the Bia. The Yisayid of the Isser is the Hanah of Bia. Memela, the Gemara assumes, Misvar, that any other mice that has the same Hanah is also going to have the same Isser. So our Gemara, Tarvayu Hanah Isla, Hanah La Tarvayu Islahu, the Gemara in Chulin that learns the Isser Hanah by Basa B'chalav from Arayis, and the Gemara in Shavuos that assumes that the Prisha is also Aser because it's Hanah Loi Kibiyasai, all three of these Gemaras are being Megala that the Yisayid of the Isser by Arayis is the Hanah. He says, there's a parallel to this idea. There's a Mishnah, we find a parallel to this within Machalis Asurais. There's a Mishnah Melech that says, avert, the Mishnah Melech is in Parakeh of Hilchas Yisayid, Yeter Halacha Ches, he says, avert about the Isser Hanah of Machalis Asurais, which is mamish the yisoid that we're trying to say, that Rabbi Yosef Engel is trying to say, over here by Arayis. The Mishnah Melech brings down that by those Machalis Asurais that are also Asur B'Hanah, for example, by Basa B'Chalav, there's a Machalikis Rishonim whether there's a Chi of Malkus for just getting Hanah. Meaning if a person is Nene, but not Alidei Achilas, some Rishonim hold that even though Basa B'Chalav Avada is Asur B'Hanah also, and it's Asur, and it's a deraisa, you're not allowed to be nana, but there's no malchus for that. If a person is nana lamashla, he takes basa b'chalav and he sells it for money. So he got hanah from his basa b'chalav, but he didn't eat it. So many rishonim hold that although you were over an isa deraisa, you were over a lot, but you don't get malchus. But the Ramban argues. The Ramban's shita, and others as well, the Ramban's shita is that if it's asr midiraisa in hanah, so there's malchus for that. So if a person sells basa b'chalav, he's going to get malchus. What about if a person eats basa b'chalav there? Kuli amalei pli that he's going to get malchus. Frek the Mishnah Melech. But according to the Ramban, if a person eats basa b'chalav, he should be like kishtayim. He should get two malchus, one for the achila and one for the hanah. Just like elsewhere, we find that if a person does a maisa which happens to overlap between two averis, he's over two averis through the same maisa, he's like kishtayim. So over here, if your person gets malchus for eating basa b'chalav, and a person also gets malchus for being nene from basa b'chalav. So if a person eats and is nene at the same time, because about every achil is hanah, so he's being over two lavim. He should get two malchus. But we don't find that. It doesn't say anywhere that there's two malchus for eating basa b'chalav. Why not? So zok the Mishnah Melech. His lashon is v'da she'af l'das Ramban she'hanena mibasa b'chalav loike. It's ein loymer she'aicha basa b'chalav yilke shtayim. We wouldn't say therefore that you should get two malkas, one for the achila and one for the hana. Because he says d'shani hacha b'basa b'chalav d'achila nami hanahi. Achila is just one form of hana. V'havale ki ilu kasav kra. It's as if the Torah wrote loite hana b'basa b'chalav b'shum hana, that you shouldn't be nene from basa b'chalav through any kind of hana, loyal de achila, v'loyal de hana shaloyal de achila. You shouldn't be nene through achila, and you shouldn't be nene in other ways also. So if you sell the basa b'chalav, it's an aveira because you're getting hana. If you eat the basa b'chalav also, it's an aveira because you're getting hana. Granted, the achila is spoken out as under. Over there, there's a special lav on the achila. But the reason why that lav is asr, the reason why the Torah asks for the achila, is because that's the most pronounced hana, so a chutz from the lav, the general lav of getting hana, there's a bazundra lav to get this hana. But the state of the isra over there is not that you ate the basa b'chalav. The state of this is that you were nene from the basa b'chalav. And there's a special lav to be nene this in this way. That's the Mishnah Melech over there, like Abi basa b'chalav. Zok to Yosef Engel, that's exactly what we're trying to say by Arayas. The lav of Bagili Arayas is that you're not allowed to get hana from the Arayas. The Torah is asking the Maisa Bia, just like the Torah asks the Maisa of Achila Baras B'chalav. Yeah, the Torah is asking the Maisa, but the Siba why it's Asr is because of the hana that you get from it. So too over here, the Torah asks the Maisa, but the Siba why it's Asr is because of the hana that you get from it. Rabbi Svengel says, let me tell you a fourth Gemara that's Nizbar Alpidis Yisoid. The Gemara says in Krisus Daf Yotes that although there's a klal in all lavim in the Torah that a misasek is pater, ordinarily if a person is misasek, let's say in Chil Shabbos, he's pater. There's no malchus for that. But a misasek b'chalavim, and there's no chatas for that. But misasek b'chalavim v'arayos chayav shekeinen. But a misasek in two categories, macholis asurais and arayos, is chayav. Why are you chayav even misasek shekeinen? Because you got hana. So Yosef Engel says, I'll tell you the pshat. Machayir, it's tzarech beer. So what? You got hana, but you didn't do it with kavani. You were misasik. Misasik means that you never intended for the ma'isa. If ordinarily that paters you from a chatas, why doesn't it pater you over here? So he says, the reason why it paters you ordinarily, and this is something that he refers to, you say that we talked about just in the previous shir, coincidentally, in a different connection, but we mentioned at the end of the previous shir that there's a say that the achrayim say that ordinarily when a person does a ma'isa without kavani, we were talking then about oinsim. Here we're talking about misasik. But it's a similar yisoid. When a person does a ma'isa without kavana, that's not called his ma'isa. The fact that the limbs of my body did a ma'isa, that doesn't make it my ma'isa. It's the fact that my brain, directed the limbs of my body to do a ma'isa, that makes it be called my ma'isa. That's why an oines is pater. That's also why a misasik is pater. Because although my guf did the aveira, but my brain never directed my guf to do the aveira, that's not called my ma'isa. So to base of Engel, that's all a patur, that's all a siva to pater you when the mechayev is the maisa. You want to be mechayev somebody for chil Shabbos, we could say, oh, but if he's a misasek, so that wasn't his chil Shabbos because that wasn't his maisa. But by chalavim and arayas, you're not chayev because of the maisa. You're chayev because of the hana. The hana is never something that a person does. The hana is something that a person experiences. So there, it's not that we don't need your brain to direct it to happen in order for it to be misyaches to you. If your brain, your self is the one that experienced the hana, then it happened to you, it's misyaches to you. A maisa is only misyaches to you if you intended it, if you directed it. But an experience is misyaches to you because you're the one that experienced it. In the middle of the whole Siba Sapatur by misasek, doesn't apply by Chalav and Arayis because of this Yisoid that you see from our Gemara, that the seed of the Isser by Arayis is not the Maisa itself, but is the Hana that comes durch the Maisa. Let's talk now about the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, after the next Mishnah. The Gemara says that if somebody is running Rishus Rabbim, if somebody is speeding, that's called a Mishana, and he's chay for any Nizikin that happens. But the Gemara says that there's an exception. Moide Isi ben Yehuda be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashis Shehu Pater, b'pnei she'ratz Rishus. There's an interesting Mordechai here, who says that when Isi ben Yehuda mentions this example of running late on Erev Shabbos, it's dafka for that mitzvah, but for other mitzvahs, for example, if somebody is running to buy a lulav, even supposing that he needs to run because there's one lulav left in the store and there are other people that are going for it, and if he doesn't run, he won't get the lulav or he won't get the matzah, or he's running to shul to daven and he doesn't want to miss the minyan or miss zman tefillah, zak the Mardechai, in all of these cases, he won't have a patur. He's only pater if he's running to prepare the Tzarchi Shabbos. The Oinig Yontif explains this. The Oinig Yontif in Arachayim Simen Tess, in the last paragraph in his Tshuva, Simen Tess, he's Mesiachis to this Sugya, and he says over there that even though when a person is running to catch a minyan or to buy matzah, that's also a mitzvah, but there's a difference between that mitzvah and the mitzvah of running for Tzarchi Shabbos. Over here by Tzarchi Shabbos, the mitzvah is be'etzem. It's a mitzvah to run. One shows covered for Shabbos, like the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "My brishus ikab, the Amram Chanina, bayu v'neid say likas kala malchus says Dr. Rashi adam hamakabel pnei amelach." It shows covered for the Shabbos when you run to prepare the Tzarchi Shabbos. So the running is a mitzvah. Mashenkin, if a person is running to shul or a person is running to buy matzah, Avadi, he has to run, and he's getting a mitzvah for it. But it's not be'etzem. There's no mitzvah to run for matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. If the only way that you'll be able to eat the matzah is by running, so Avadi, then there's a mitzvah to run also. But the mitzvah only comes circumstantially. The mitzvah is not be'etzem. Zok ta'ayinig yantif, we find this chilek mamash mevur lehedya in the Gemara in Makis Daf Ches. The Gemara over there says that k'tziras ha'omer is doicha Shabbos, but Cherishas Ha'omer, plowing the field, Letzerich Ha'omer, that's not Teicha Shabbos. And the Gemara says, why? Because Cherisha, plowing, even if you're doing it Letzerich Ha'omer, that's not called a Maisa Mitzvah, because in Matzah Charush in a Cherish. If you would find a field that was already plowed, you'd be able to use that field. Just, if you didn't find such a field, so you have to plow a field. So now you're plowing, that plowing, which you need Letzerich Mitzvah, but it's only because of circumstances, that's not called a Maisa Mitzvah. But Ktziras Ha'omer is called a Mitzvah. Why she'im Matzah Katzur, the Gemara says, even if he finds barley that was already cut, Kaitzir, he has to cut new barley, Letzayrich, L'shem the Mitzvah of the Minchas Ha'omer. So since over here it's built into the Mitzvah that you have to do the Maisa Ktzira, that's a Maisa Mitzvah. Mashenkin the Harisha, where it's not built into the Mitzvah that you have to do it, that's not called a Maisa Mitzvah. So to the running, you might sometimes have to run for other mitzvahs, but it's not built into the mitzvah that you should run for it. Therefore, it's not called a ma'isa mitzvah. There's another explanation in the halacha of the Mardechai, who's mechalik between the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos versus other mitzvahs. Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen of Dvinsk, in the Chiddush of Meir Simcha, explains this halacha differently. Before we say the explanation, let me bring in a different discussion in the Rishonim, legabe this halacha that we find in the Gemara. It's somebody that's rutz on Erev Shabbos, it's Bershus, so he's putter from the Nezikin. The Numuk Yosef writes that it's only if he's running to take care of his Shabbos, Tzrachav. If he's running to the store to buy food for Shabbos, he's running to the cleaners to pick up his suit for Shabbos, then he's putter from the Nezikin, because that's called rutz Bershus. But if it's Erev Shabbos and he's running to the post office to take care of some business that he needs to take care of, even though it's Erev Shabbos, he's going to be chayav because that's not Ratz Pershus. L'chayr, it's a very mastaber dekachilok. But the Tosfos Yontif says that if you read carefully in the Rambam, there's a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Chovil, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes. And the Rambam writes that the reason why a Ratz Pershus is patur is k'dei shelo tikanes HaShabbos V'hu einu panui. We don't want that Shabbos should come and he's not finished with all of his work. And so whatever work he has to do on Erev Shabbos is all included in the Mepnei Shehu Bershus, and mainly he's going to be Pater. L'chayr, the Rambam is surprising. Why should he be Pater if he's just running to take care of his own business? Good, he's doing it so that he should be Nichnas L'Shabbos K'shu Panoi. But l'chayr, you can't say on that he's running K'adam HaMakabal Pnei HaMelech. He's not running L'Kavit Shabbos, so why is he Pater? Zarktiv Meir Simcha. The emes is that the fact that you're doing a mitzvah is not the Sibas HaPatur in our Gemara. Good, you're doing a mitzvah. That's Ben Adam L'Makayim. What does that have to do with your responsibilities, Ben Adam L'Chaveirai, to be careful vis-a-vis the other people in the Rishus HaRabim? Why should they care that you're doing a mitzvah, that you're doing a mitzvah, you're running for a mitzvah, you're running not for a mitzvah? That's Negeya, your holiness. It's not Negeya, their need to watch out for you. Dr. Meir Simcha, you know why there's a p'tur when you're ruts for a Dvar Mitzvah? It's because since it's expected that you're going to be running for this mitzvah, so everyone else is iboili la sukei adate that you'd be running, so they need to be more careful. Ordinarily, when a person is using the Rishus HaRabim, he expects that everybody else is using it slowly, at a safe speed. And so he uses the amount of care that's necessary when you could expect everyone else to be traveling carefully. So that's a lower level of care. And Mimele, if you're speeding, so you're causing an accident, which he wasn't being careful for, it was that's why you'll be chayev. But when it's Erev Shabbos, late on Erev Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to run. So Taka, it's because of the mitzvah. Like the Gemara says, but it's not that it's the mitzvah that makes you pater. It's the mitzvah that makes it that the noyeg sheba ilam is that now people are running. Once that's the noyeg sheba ilam, so now you know why you're pater, because you know why the rush is pater, because the guy that he was mazik, was iboile la suke adate. He should have expected that this person would be running. And that's why the rush is now pater. Memela, the Rambam is mistaber, that it doesn't really matter what you're running for. Everybody else is running for Tzarchi Shabbos. So the Nizik is expecting you to be running. The fact that you happen to be running to the post office is Lemal Vlemayrid, but the Nizik was already Boyle Lasukiatati. That's why the Rambam holds that the Mazik is Patr, the Mazik who is Ruts is Patr, even who is Ruts for his own Tzrachim. Dr. Meir Simcha, let's go back to the first Ta'ara. When the Mordechai said that you're only Patr when you're running for Tzarchi Shabbos, for that mitzvah, but not when you're running for other mitzvahs, you don't have to say the pshat is like the anyantiv, because over here it's a mitzvah be'etzem, and over there it's only a mitzvah be'mikra, and not be'etzem. The pshat is because over here, everyone's doing this mitzvah. So maybe the other people in the Rishus HaRabim, the Nizik, were ibayli hula asuki adati, that you'd be running. When you're running to buy matzah, good, it may be a very big mitzvah, but that's a personal geshaft. You're the only one that has that mitzvah. You happen to be late for your matzah, so you're going to very fast to buy it, or you're running to shul because you left late. So you're running. But there's no umnuna that the B'nai Rishus HaRabim in general are running. That you only have when it's before Shabbos. Therefore, the Mordechai says that it's only the mitzvah of running for Shabbos that paters you and not other mitzvahs. Let's take a look now at the Gemara at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara has a description of the Kabbalah Shabbos. It says that Rav Chanina would say, Boyu v'neitze likras kalamalkasa, and then it says that Rabbi Yana was mis'atef v'ka'i, V'amar bayichala bayichala. Rashi Maseches Shabbos, where this Gemara is brought down in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Tes, Rashi explains that when Rabbi Yanai said, when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yanai was misatef v'kai, what does it mean misatef? Dr. Rashi, bebegadim noyim. The Gemara here is referring to the halacha that you're supposed to put on nice clothes l'kavod Shabbos. And Rashi's pshat in the Gemara is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Samach Beis Sif Gimel. It refers to our Gemara and it says yilbash begadim hanoyim. And then it says, "V'yismach b'bias Shabbos ki yoytzi likras hamelach uki yoytzi likras chasam v'kala." So it brings down the expressions of our Gemara with the hakdama of yilbash begadim noyim. So that's like Rashi and Shabbos. That's what it means. Rav Yanai misatef v'kai. But the Rambam learns the Gemara differently. The Rambam in Parag Lamed of Halacha Shabbos Halacha Beis writes, Ezehu kavod zeh she'amru chachamim shemitzvah adam lirchitz panav yadav v'raglav b'chamav erev Shabbos v'pnei kavod haShabbos. And then he writes, and this is the part that's from our Gemara, ומסעטף בציצס, ויישב בכובד ראש, מייחל הקפלס בני השבס, כמו שהוא יצא לקרס המלך. So the Rambam bringing these expressions about Kabbalas Pnei HaShabbos, like a Yotze Likras HaMelech, is clearly based on our Gemara, Boyu V'Neitze Likras Kala Malkasa, but the Rambam says, Mes'atef B'tzitzes. So the Rambam argues with Rashi in the Taitch of Rav Yanei, Mes'atef V'Koi, Rashi learns that it means B'Gadim Noyim, and the Rambam learns that it means B'tzitzes. There's something else that's fascinating in this Rambam. The Rambam says that after he's Mes'atef B'tzitzes, he's Yoshev B'Kovid Reish, Miyachel, he sits seriously and looks forward to and hopes to lahakpalas pnei hashabbos. Meaning the Rambam doesn't take the bayu v'neitzei literally. There isn't anything about going out, even though the Gemara uses these expressions, going out, and the Rambam is bringing down our Gemara. The Rambam, in fact, in the next line, the Rambam continues, and he says, v'chachamim harishenim hayim v'kabtsin talmideyim b'erev shabbos u'misatfim v'imrim bayu v'neitzei likras shabbos hamelech. So he's talking about our Gemara. And he says that they would tell their Talmidim Bayu Venetse. And yet the Rambam said that what do they do? They're Yeshiv Bekovid Reish Miyachel. Meaning the Rambam understood that the Bayu Venetse in our Gemara is figuratively. It doesn't mean literally that we're supposed to go anywhere. While they're saying Bayu Venetse, they're being Yeshiv Bekovid Reish. And this is very interesting because if we take a look in the Magen Avraham, back in Reish Samach Beis, the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Gimel says, V'toiv Latzeis L'sadeh, he says that there's a minhag to go outside when you say bayi chala, bayi chala, and it's better even to go out to the field. And what the Magen Avraham is referring to, the origin for this is from the chabur of mekubalim and tzvas in the times of the Arizal, which incidentally that's really where our whole Kabbalah Shabbos comes from. The Kabbalah Shabbos is not as old as the rest of the Siddur. The L'cha Doidi, of course, you could see from the letters at the beginning, it spells out Shlomo HaLevi. It's a reference to Rav Shlomo Alkavetz, who was part of that Chabura of Mekubalim and Sfas in the times of the Arizal. And he wrote L'cha Doidi. And the whole meaning of saying these six Mizmayrim of Tehillim before L'cha Doidi, that was all Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Siddur writes that comes from the times of the Arizal. That's an innovation of the Arizal and his Chabura of the Mekubalim and Sfas, they initiated saying this. Before that time, Kabbalah Shabbos was just Mizmor Shuliyam HaShabbos. Mizmor Shuliyam HaShabbos, Hashem Malach, the material that we say after L'cha Doidi, as well as the B'mem Adlikin, all of this is a much older minhag. But the six Mizmorim, starting with L'chun Ranana, and the song of L'cha Doidi, which was just composed at that time in Sfas, that whole minhag comes from the times of the Arizal and Sfas. What the Magen Avraham is telling us, that this was also part, one of the practices of that Chabura, the Arizal, the Talmidov, were Noyeg, Rav Chaim Vital records this, Rav Yaakov Emden also writes this, that they were Noyeg to go out to the field Dafka, the Friday night part of Shabbos, as we know, even if we're not Eisek B'Chachmas HaNister, but people are familiar with the songs that the Arizal left us with, the Askinu Sudasa, that there's three different Askinu Sudasas for the three different Sudais, and each Sud is referred to in a different way. And these Mizmarim were written by the Arizal. This is the only writing that we have directly from the Arizal, is the Askinu Sudasa. And he refers to the Friday night Suda as the Suda of the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, while the daytime Suda is the Atik Kadisha, and the Suda Shlishis is the Zer Anpin. So the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, meaning the Friday night time of Shabbos, is somehow associated with a field, with a holy field. The minhag of the Arizal, therefore, was taka to go out to the field and be mekabel Shabbos in the field. And that's what this Magen Avraham is referring to, and it's based on this reading of our Gemara, of Bayu V'Neitzei Likras Shabbos Malkasa. Now, like I mentioned, we saw in the Rambam that the Rambam did not read the Gemara that way. But what's fascinating is that it seems that even among the Mekubalim and Sfas, they had this debate about how to read our Gemara, because I saw Bortam Hashem Ramosha Cardavero. Ramosha Cardavero was also one of the most prominent of those Mekubalim and Sfas at the times of the Arizal, as well as being a brother-in-law of that Arizal, and he's the author of the Sefer Tamid Devera. And it's brought down, and I found this only because in the Oiz V'Hadar Gemara, in the edition that they call Masifta, so they bring down there's a section in the back called Kaf Teferach, where they bring down interesting inyanim on the Agaritas. And it brings down over there that Moshe Cordovero writes that Yesh Rabim Shedimu Mikan Shetarach Lotzis Hachutza Hasad Del Kaval HaShabbos, that there are many people that think based on this Gemara, and of course he's referring to his peers because we know that the Arizal was knowing that way. And he says, people think that you go out to a field for Kabbalah Shabbos, but it's merely Milsa Tuva. And he writes such an interesting idea. He says, the Shabbos doesn't come from the field. The Shabbos comes Milmala Lamata. The Shabbos, if it's coming anywhere, it's coming from Shemayim. So what are you doing going out to the field? That's not where you're Makabal Shabbos. And therefore, Zakhtar Moshe Cordovero, that when it says in the Gemara that the Amirayim said, Boyu Venetzei, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yana, they said, Boyu Venetzei, to be Makabal Shabbos, you know what the Venetzei means? It means, Leinamtin Achi Hitovai Aleinu Me'eleha, Ela Boyu Venakdim Mechila Lakodesh. This expression of Boyu Venetzei refers to the mitzvah to be Moisef Menachila Lakodesh, that the Amirayim would say, let's go be Makabal Shabbos, meaning don't wait for it to come, let's be Makabal. It doesn't mean we should get up and walk anywhere. Let's go be Makabal Shabbos means that we should be Makabal Shabbos early, take the Shabbos and bring it to us before it would arrive on its own. And this reading of Moshe Cordovero in the Gemara is l'chera corroborated by the Rambam, because the Rambam, when he brings down that the Chachamim HaRishonim would say to their Talmidim, Bayu v'netzei likra Shabbos HaMelech, but even while they were doing that, there would be yeshiv b'kovid reish, they weren't going anywhere, but they were just using this expression. That supports this of Moshe Cordovero, who says that the expression really just is a reference to the idea of being Moisef Menachil al Kodesh. Let's take a look now at the Gemara in the middle of Amud Beis, at the beginning of the wide lines, where it says, Masav Rava, Hoysef Leritzua Achas Umeis, Hari Zegoyla al Yadai, that a Shliach Beis Din is Goyla if he accidentally kills a person while he's giving Malkus. And a few lines later, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Gadol Shabbadayonim Kayre Vahasheni Maine. So it's not the Shliach Beis Din that's doing the counting, it's the Dayan that's doing the counting, and he made a mistake. Like Rav Simi Mar Ardoi says, the Torah Daina Gufei, the Dayan counts wrong. As a result of the Dayan's wrong count, the Shliach Beis Din gives an extra blow, and that causes the person to die. Why do we say that the Shliach Beis Din has to go to Galus? Why doesn't the Dayan have to go to Galus? After all, the Shliach is only doing it b'shlichus of the Beis Din. So why do we consider this Ritzicha to really be the Ritzicha of the Beis Din? So l'chayr, the easy answer, Zaktik says, what first comes to mind is, oh, ain't Shliach Tvar Avera. Avad, he's doing it as a Shliach for the Beis Din. But Ritzicha, you can't have a Shlichus for Ritzicha, ain't Shliach Tvar Avera. Aber Zaktik says, but there's an old machlikus about the Sugya of ain't Shliach Tvar Avera. What about when the Shliach is a Shoygeg? The Rambam holds it doesn't make a difference. When we say ain't Shliach Tvar Avera, that means under all circumstances, there's never Shlichus for a Tvar Avera. But Tosfos in Kiddushin and elsewhere, Tosfos is Mechalik and says that since the whole reason why Ein Shliach Tvar Avera is because Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. So in a case where the Shliach is a Shogeg and he has no reason not to listen, he's not aware that it's an Avera, then we say Yesh Shliach Tvar Avera. Over here, was Torah Dayin Agufei. The Dayin is counting. The Dayin told him you should still hit him another time. So he did it because the Dayin told him to. So he didn't do anything wrong. He's a Shogeg. So b'chihai gavna, we should say yesh shliach d'var avera. So the way the Kseis asks the kasha is, so why does the shliach go to galus? For care, the dayan should go to galus. Then a siva says back to the Kseis that while the kasha is a good kasha, but you shouldn't ask it in that way. You shouldn't ask why does the shliach go to galus. Avada, the shliach should go to galus, because even Tosfos that holds that b'makom that the shliach is a shoygeg, we say yesh shliach d'var avera. Tosfos only says that lahachmir, meaning that the mishalech should also be chayev. We say yesh shlichus to make it that it's the mishalech's maisa also, but we don't say yesh shlichus to take it away from being the maisa of the shliach. The shliach avada is responsible for what he's doing. The discussion, the machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos, where Tosfos holds that b'makom that it's a shoygeg, there's yesh shliach d'var avera, it only means le'inyan that the mishalech is also chayav. So frankly, Nesivis, if you want to ask a kasha, here's the kasha. The kasha is not why is the shliach chayav galus, but why isn't the dayan also chayav galus? They should both be chayav galus, l'fi Tosfos. The shliach, because he did the maisa, and the dayan because he's the mishaleach. And b'makom shayge geishlich dvar avera. Rav Itzel Petterberg in Sefer Pri Yitzchak in his Shaila Shuvos Chelek Beis Simen Samach Vav, he says that the reason why you can't be mechayev the dayan over here is because he's not a real shliach. What's pshat? He's not a real shliach. He says, who made it the Beis Din's job, the Beis Din's mitzvah, to give the malkus? It's the Beis Din's mitzvah to paskin who's chayev malkus. But once Beis Din paskins who's chayev malkus, then it's the chiv of Klal Yisrael as a whole to give the malkus. Now Avada, Beis Din would be the one to send somebody, but that's because when there's a job for Klal Yisrael as a whole, so who organizes that job? Beis Din, they're in charge of organizing projects for Klal Yisrael, but that's different than things like paskining, which is the role of Beis Din, that Beis Din's the only one that has a koyach to do it. In malkus, the first chelek, the paskining that is chayev, that's the role of Beis Din. That's Beis Din is doing als Beis Din. The second part, choosing who should go and do it, that's just Beis Din as the organizer of the community, but that's not really the role of Beis Din, which means that the individual that goes and does it, he's doing his own mitzvah. All of Klai Yisrael is chayev to do it, so whoever does it, he's koydim v'zeicha, kala koydim zacha in this mitzvah. Beis Din points this person, so he's zeicha in the mitzvah, but he's not doing it b'shlichus. Because the actual hakah is not based in this job. The actual hakah is the job of Klal Yisrael. The male, whoever does it, is doing it because he was zeich in this job, which was mutal al Klal Yisrael. Since he's not anybody's shliach, that's why the galus is his and his alone.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.